Ben McLean's secret ambition was to outdo his father. So there was never any question as to where he would go to college. Dad was a Yale man, Ben would be also. Only a better Yale man than Dad had ever been. But once he got there, it was clear that Ben would never excel academically. A C average was the best he could manage. That left open only one path to superiority, sports. Ben had long legs, he'd done some high jumping in prep school, and he was good, but he was not good enough for the varsity team. Then one winter day, the scrawny freshman stopped by the gymnasium to watch the oarsmen training on their rowing machines. And one strapping member of the Yale crew spotted Ben, actually dared him to try a man's sport. Well, Ben signed up immediately. Something deep down inside told him this was his big chance to succeed at Yale, maybe his last chance. Entirely unaccustomed to rowing, Ben barely made the freshman team. He ranked in the bottom 8% of those who tried out. But slowly, over the following year, he worked his way up to junior varsity. The Yale rowing team was still a loser, but the new crew coach was beginning to turn things around. By junior year, Ben made varsity. The team was winning races now, important races. The Boston papers were starting to single out Ben, the season's best individual performer, they were calling him. And then one day somebody said, why not send the Yale crew to Paris, enter them in the Summer Olympics? They were good enough now, and hopes ran high. But in mid-May, the Yale coach told his rowing team that they were not going to the Olympics. There was an important four-mile race against Harvard the week before the Olympic trials, too arduous to prepare for both, the coach said, and the Harvard race was a must. The crew was devastated. Most of all, Ben, because the Olympics had represented the ultimate opportunity for him to show his father what his son was made of. Now the best he could be was a C student stuck in a racing shell back home. But this is the rest of the story. Ben and his teammates gave it one more try. They went to the coach and pleaded with him. The coach promised to think it over, and he did. And after he did, he changed his mind. The record books of the athletic accomplishments of 1924 reflect that it was a big year for the rowing team of Yale University. In the Olympic trials against Navy, Yale won. In the four-miler versus Harvard, Yale won. And in Paris that summer, against the strongest oarsman in the world, Yale won again. And Ben returned home to a competitive family and a competitive country with a big, shiny Olympic gold medal in his own name. If he never did another significant thing in his entire life, that would be all right. Because now he had shown his dad that he could excel at least in something. Well, Ben finished his liberal arts course. He barely squeaked into med school and became a doctor. And he changed forever the way the human race rears its children. I said, he changed forever the way we rear our children. All but forgotten is the Olympic champion oarsman, but remembered instead is the pediatrician and educator, the author who became a household and a dictionary word, Benjamin McLean Spock. That's right. Dr. Spock. Now you know the rest of the story.